Nuclear power watchdog groups are keeping a close eye on the problems with the Fukushima power plant in Japan. So far, many skeptics of nuclear power are not proposing any dramatic changes for the U.S. nuclear industry. But Ellen Vanko of the Union of Concerned Scientists predicts a closer look at nuclear reactors around the U.S.
A thorough assessment is needed to ensure that these reactors are being operated as safely and securely as possible, that existing NRC regulations and NERC reliability standards in effect today governing plant operations and safety are fully enforced.
Others say the problems in Japan should trigger more study of reserve power supplies for U.S. plants that could lose access to electricity. A UW-Madison engineering physics professor says the reserve power issue has been analyzed in this country, and he expects more discussion about plants being ready for external events like natural disasters. Mike Corradini also says it's okay to reevaluate the U.S. nuclear industry right now.
But my personal view is I don't think necessarily that that's going to cause any change in how we operate plants nor how we assess their safety, because the safety procedures by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and which are carried out by the utilities, are actually quite thorough at this point.
Corradini also says the nuclear problems in Japan should not silence the Wisconsin debate over dropping a moratorium on building new plants. Some politicians in Iowa say any expansion of nuclear power there has just been short-circuited. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.